Well, I guess how difficult is it to go to Minneapolis and play in that stadium, a place that obviously you played for the first time last year?
Yeah, it's a loud environment. They've always had a great home field advantage. Back when they were in the Metrodome and they were pumping some sound in, to now, it's a pretty stadium. I'm not sure how the sunlight and the glass is going to mesh, but it's a really loud. I mean, it was really loud week two last year, and they got some great fans there who know when to cheer.
How much did the sunlight affect you in Dallas? It looked like it was kind of bright in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little baffling that's an issue with an indoor stadium. I'd actually talked to Troy about it before the game, and had kind of forgotten about it until late in the third quarter. I could tell that some sunlight was starting to come through the panes there. I'm not sure why you would do that and not factor in the sunlight in that situation.
Talk about Minneapolis being loud. Do you think they're still piping in noise there, or is it?
No, I don't think so. I think there's been some lockdown on a lot of that stuff. The Metrodome was a great place to play, though. The noise was fantastic. The fact they made you walk way out of the way to get up to the field too was always interesting. But I love playing there, and hopefully we can get some wins in this new stadium as well.
Aaron, I remember at the end of last year we were talking about being in a so-called zone without even playing and all that. Is it possible that you can carry that over to this season, or is the way you're playing now not necessarily a continuation of how you played last year?
Well, I think you restart every single year, and you have to adapt and evolve as a player. There's a lot of film out there when you get to your 10th year as a starter, and teams have years of stuff to look at and tendencies to break down with the analytical departments that a lot of these teams are starting to put together. You have to continue to be smart about your own self-scout and be critical of your film and look for things you can do better. Try and avoid any specific tendencies that you do have and continue to try and improve in the little areas. So that's what I try and do when the offseason starts, and be ready to play during the regular season. The key for us, I think, is understanding how to win. The quicker that we do that in this locker room, the more games you're going to see like Cincinnati and Dallas, where we have to have a drive at the end of the game, and we come through and make enough plays to win those games.
How would you compare how hard it is to win now when people know what you're doing and what your strengths and weaknesses might be versus when you're young and you don't know as much yet, but people don't have a book on you?
Well, it goes both ways, because there's a lot of film on you, for one, for them to look at, but a lot of film that worries them as well. You know, scrambles and getting the ball in your hand quickly can scare teams out of pressures. Extended plays can scare teams out of rushing just three guys. So when there's a lot of film out there, it goes both ways, because there's stuff to watch and to break down and to try and find tendencies. There's also stuff that can scare you a little bit as a defensive coach is trying to scheme to slow us down.
Well, how does a team learn to win besides just winning, kind of like Rich talked about there?
Well, you're in those situations and you execute. I think that's the first part. The more confidence you gain from situations like that, you get into it again in Dallas, and there was no doubt that we're going to go down and put ourselves in a position to score. So it's exuding that confidence and that calmness, I think, personally, and then allowing the confidence of the huddle to kind of continue to stretch out and to filter through the entire 11 in the huddle, and that's what we did in Dallas.
Aaron, how do you attribute your third down success to, and what is the key to third down success?
Well, one is the plan. I mean, the plan has been fantastic. I think both the plans in the third down and the red zone, there's a reason that we're third and third down and we're first in the red zone. The execution has been good, but we're dialing up some touchdowns. That hadn't been as consistent over the years. It's always been good. This year it's been fantastic. And when you can look at the plan going into it on third downs and red zone and go, this was probably a touchdown, this one's probably a touchdown, then you go out and execute, it feels pretty good. You know, the play to Devontae, first touchdown, is a fantastic scheme. I just had to make a good throw. But the scheme was fantastic. The play to Jordy was a very good scheme. We made a slight adjustment to it, which is easy. Easy adjustment that him and I have done over the years. So that's really what it is. The third down and the red zone plans have been fantastic, and it just comes down to executing. So Mike talks a lot about scheme is not a crutch. In this case, scheme has been a big asset for us.
Has there been a change in the operation that has led to that change and more success this year?
I don't know. I just think that last year really helped us out because we had to do so many different things from a creativity standpoint with Ty moving from receiver to running back. Maybe that got the juices going to where, those guys spent a lot of time on the plan, and they've come up with some good things. We cut it down at the end of the week, and Mike dials it up, and we've been making it work.
On the flip side of the red zone and third down offense, the Vikings defense has been stellar in those regards as well. When you see what works for you, do you know what it's hard to work against, and do they employ those type of things?
Well, for them, it's they got great players. When you got a great pass rush, you got one of the top linebacker duos in the league, and you got a lockdown corner on one side, and two other really talented corners, and two great safeties. The windows are already small in the red zone, so you're talking about great defense, small windows. Execution is at an absolute premium, and teams haven't been able to do it against them.
You mentioned the play action, the Jordy. Considering how many touchdowns he's got from you since really the start of 2014, does it ever surprise you anymore when he can get that wide open in the end zone?
Well, that's the beauty of the sequence. We have a touchdown to Jones on a run play and come back in a similar situation and run an action that looks just like it. That's the beauty of, like I said, when you dial up some good scheme and Mike dials it up at the right time, it just comes down to execution.
Aaron, what are your thoughts on Roger Goodell wanting players to stand during the national anthem, the memo that came out yesterday to owners, I guess?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that as far as in this locker room. It hasn't been a memo to the players, but I don't think that's the best message of leadership from the top.
Aaron, Mike made a comment this morning that with all the moving parts on offense and how you've managed that you've helped him to stay aggressive. Can you, I guess, explain maybe what he means or what your role is in that in terms of helping him to stay aggressive offensively?
Well, that's the play caller quarterback relationship. He needs to be aggressive and feel like he can be aggressive, knowing that I'm going to take care of him if I need to, check it down or get us into a simpler play. When we've been going at our best, it's when Mike's aggressive and dials up some incredible plays, and I'm smart about the execution and when to take the shots and when to dial it back. But that's what he's been doing. He's been dialing up some great plays, and we've been executing pretty well.
Aaron, when you get dialed back to the Vikings defense here, you mentioned some of the talent that they have. Do they also do a good job disguising things, and how complicated does that make film study?
Yeah, that's what Coach Zimmer does. They run a number of different coverages and pressures from the same look. So there's some guessing involved that especially when you play on the road there. That you just know it's what happens when you go against a Mike Zimmer coach defense. There's going to be some looks you haven't seen. There's going to be some stuff that looks exactly like they've run previous games, and they're going to run something different. So that's the genius of him and his the innovation that he's brought to the league with that style of defense.
You had some games in the last year, like Geronimo's first game last year, Kyle Murphy having to play left tackle, Aaron Jones this past weekend. And I wonder, have you grown as a teacher, during the week, or maybe even in the game, as a communicator with these guys when they're in the first game, so that they're on the same page?
I think you have to. It's different when you're working with a guy like Jordy. You can make an eye contact or a signal from 3 years ago and be on the same page. But these guys, we haven't played a whole lot with me. You got to over-communicate. It's got to be conversation during the week. It's got to be a practice, before the game, halftime, sideline. But that's the beauty in the execution sometimes is when there's a great attention to detail and they're great listeners. Because when you get on the same page, with some of these young guys, you can do some pretty good things, and we did that on Sunday.
Aaron, I'm not sure who was limited or not, but to have everyone on offense on the practice field today, what did that feel like?
Felt different. Felt different seeing some of those numbers out there moving around. So that's a good thing for us. We weathered some of the early season injuries and are still feeling good about 4-1. Now we, you know, need to continue through the bye week and have a couple strong performances.
Do you enjoy the challenge of this sometimes, though, of you don't have your left tackle? I mean, obviously, like, have other guys, but the challenge of putting together something with a bunch of moving parts and improving players and all that?
Well, I'd like to have my guys out there, but I'm proud of the guys that have stepped up and made plays when given the opportunities.
Any opinions on this?
Do you anticipate whether they're going to match up a corner? Like when you go up against them with Xavier Rhodes or something like that, do you try to guess whether they're going to do that, or do you just play it straight and when the time comes, you deal with it?
No, I think you anticipate certain things. I know last year there was some comments coming out after the game on Christmas Eve about how they wanted to start Rhodes on Jordy, and they didn't do it, and Coach Zimmer was upset about it. I'm not sure what they do this year. Tay coming off a good game. Jordy obviously leading the league in touchdown receptions, so we'll see how they play it. But we'll anticipate them having a plan for that.
Any opinions of your receivers' touchdown celebrations, Aaron?
What?
Any opinions on your receivers' touchdown celebrations?
Yeah, they got some shirts. I wanted a shirt size large, so we'll see if I get one.
Aaron, have you heard or seen Eminem's new rap video where he references the Packers at all?
No, I haven't. What do you say about us?
Somewhat starting a Twitter war against the president. I don't know. It just came out yesterday. Everyone's kind of talking about it on social media. And he references the Packers in his rap song.
I didn't hear that, but I'll go back and check it out. I think he's a Lions fan, so we'll see.
It's easier to rhyme.
I think so.
What did he rhyme it with?
He rhymed it.
Packers?
Yeah, I think so. I'll show you.
We've
talked about your respect for Zimmer in the past, but there's been a time where maybe it felt like he was getting the better of you. You were really good against their defense last time. Are we at a point now where he's had some success, you've kind of figured things out a little bit more against that defense, and now it's kind of that cat and mouse game that you've played with other teams that you've faced that scheme or that those players for an extended period? Or where do you think that battle is right now?
Well, we've had success against a lot of people around here. We've won a lot of games. This is a good challenge for us every time we play against a Mike Zimmer defense, because he's a fantastic coach. And now you see that with the kind of players they got. You know, they have guys who've been there 4, 5, 6 years now in the scheme. You look at their youngest guy playing in the back end is Trey, and I think this is his third year. But you got T. New, who's been there forever. You got Xavier in his fifth year, I believe. You have Sendejo and Harrison, sixth and seventh years, respectively. You know, that's the kind of defense he wants. These guys have been in the scheme for so long. They know each other's body language. They have their own calls. This is an extremely extremely intelligent defense. A lot of times you're playing defenses, they're going to give some stuff away. They're going to give away some calls, some coverages. Not this one. So you really got to be good with your pre and your at the snap and your post-snap reads and know there's going to be some times where they're going to get you.